Colin Powell, the first Black American to serve as Secretary of State and top military officer, has died at the age of 84. His family said Monday in a statement on Facebook that Powell died because of complications from COVID-19. He was fully vaccinated. "We have lost a remarkable and loving husband, father, and grandfather, and a great American," the family said. Powell had been treated at Walter Reed National Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. Powell was one of the leading Black Americans for many years. He served three Republican presidents in senior positions. Powell joined the Army in 1962 and was wounded in Vietnam. He served as U.S. National Security Advisor under President Ronald Reagan from 1987 to 1989. As a four-star Army general, he was chairman of the military's Joint Chiefs of Staff under President George H.W. Bush during the 1991 Gulf War. In that position, he oversaw the U.S.-led Allied forces to remove Iraqi troops from neighboring Kuwait. As Joint Chiefs chairman, he supported the idea that the U.S. should only fight if it has clear objectives with public support, enough firepower, and a strategy for ending the war. During his time as Secretary of State under former President George W. Bush, Powell argued before the UN Security Council in 2003 that Iraqi President Saddam Hussein was a danger to the world. Using incorrect intelligence information, he said Iraq was keeping chemical and biological weapons. Powell later said the presentation was a blot, or a mark of shame, that will always be a part of my record. Powell, a Republican, considered running for president in 1996, but changed his mind because his wife Alma worried about his safety. In 2008, he supported Democrat Barack Obama, who became the first Black American elected to the White House. Powell rose from a childhood in a poor New York neighborhood to become the nation's chief diplomat. He wrote in his 1995 book, My American Journey, "Mine is the story of a Black kid of no early promise from an immigrant family of limited means who was raised in the South Bronx." Powell is survived by his wife, Alma, and their three children. On Monday, former President George W. Bush said that he and former First Lady Laura Bush were deeply saddened by Powell's death. Bush wrote, "He was a great public servant and widely respected at home and abroad." The former president added, "And most important, Colin was a family man and a friend. Laura and I send Alma and their children our sincere condolences as they remember the life of a great man." I'm Ashley Thompson.